This episode is brought to you by Hotspot Destinations. Hotspot Destinations caters everything from the small group getaway to the destination weddings and honeymoons. They offer professional planning services for discerning travelers looking for luxury and an atmosphere that fits their personalities. Remember, your vacay is only a phone call away. Check them out at hotspotdestinations.com. That's H-A-U-T-E, spot, destinations.com. Welcome to Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. I am your host, Shayna Black, and in each episode, my special guest and I will talk about local events, the topic of access in Cleveland, and sometimes we'll just talk about some cool people who are doing cool things in the greater Cleveland area. I'll introduce you to this week's guest right after this. Welcome to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. This week I am super excited because we are going to talk about cigars, cigar culture, and ladies in cigar culture. So with me today I have Tiffany and LaShawn from Pretty Ash. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Tiffany, introduce yourself, then I'll have LaShawn introduce herself.
Okay, my name is Tiffany. I am nurse out on a wellness clinic, Calistoc and Lysanto, and I like smoking cigars with these Pretty Ash ladies.
Okay. And I am LaShawn. I'm Tiffany's sister, her sister friend, we'll say that. But I'm also a member of Pretty Ash. I'm a cigar smoker, and I make t-shirts for a living.
Did you make the t-shirts that you guys have on?
Pretty Ash.
All right. So let's start with, what is Pretty Ash, just in general?
It is a women's, the first woman cigar group in Cleveland that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, first woman cigar club in Cleveland that we know of. Basically, we haven't encountered any other ones. There's no publicity out about any other, so we're going to claim that title. We're the first.
If you disagree, feel free to email us and we'll set it straight.
That exactly what she said.
So how did Pretty Ash get started?
Basically through the love of cigars. Some of us were friends prior. My best friend, we grew up together. And then another friend through her and another friend through her. And we all would meet at the cigar lounge and we'd smoke together. And it was like, one day it was like, hey, you know, let's do this. So we just decided to start Pretty Ash. And it's what, 10 of us?
10. It's mm-hmm. 10 of you. When did you guys start about or become formalized Pretty Ash?
I think it was like November, October, yeah. November.
Probably before Thanksgiving.
So you're pretty new.
Oh, 2018. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're very new.
Oh, okay. So I'm trying to figure out which way I want to go because I've got a whole bunch of questions about Pretty Ash. Let's start with, like you said, you're a group. Are you like a formal membership? Like we all pay dues or it's just like.
Yes, we pay dues.
Yes, we do.
We pay dues.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how does that work?
No, like, we play no games with us.
Okay. Tell me more.
Yes, we play dues. We have meetings. Well, we haven't had as many meetings lately. Actually, we're having our first party introducing Pretty Ash. It's April 19th at Renwood Cigar Lounge. So please stop in and see us. And that's just our introduction to Pretty Ash. You know, introducing everyone to Pretty Ash. It's, you know, it's nothing major. Gonna have a little food and just enjoy ourselves and let everyone meet
so
us.
So you're a real formal group.
Mm-hmm.
And there are dues.
Mm-hmm.
How do people join? Like, I just hang out with you enough and you're like, hey,
well,
remember?
Well, actually, right now, we kind of, like, decided to kind of, like,
close the membership
off at this time. Because even though, you know, most of us know each other, most of us had a relationship prior to Pretty Ash, we're still trying to gel and work out. You know how it is in the beginning.
We're new.
Yeah, we're new, and it's growing pains.
When we get our platform together, then we'll... Okay. Solicit for other.
So are you like a traveling group? Because someone said that I met someone and they were from Akron and they said that they were some lady cigar smokers out there. I don't think they had like a name or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but they were travelers. So they would travel because they came up to Cleveland. That's where I ran into mm-hmm. them. And they were saying, hey, we're a traveling group and we go from place to place. Do you guys do that? Or you guys kind of have a home, like a hangout spot?
So I would say that our home would be Shaker Cigar. And we, which we love, and Jason and Phil, yes, we love them over there.
Yes.
And so we do travel.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't traveled collectively as one group, and but we do have that plan coming up on the books.
Okay.
But you know, when we do travel individually, we make sure whatever city we go to, we visit a cigar lounge there. We make sure we take a picture. We make sure we tag, you know, tag our location so that, hey, Pretty Ash was here.
Nice. Yeah, I just came from Detroit.
Okay.
Last week, and I visited a cigar shop there. I like to find Black-owned cigar shops mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, last week I visited Churchill.
Okay.
Cigar.
Where in Detroit is that? Like downtown, or do you know where? Like, it's okay if you don't. I just was wondering.
It's close to Spring Hill.
Okay.
Spring Hill.
Okay, very cool. So let's go back, because you guys met at a cigar mm-hmm. place, and some of you knew each other before.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is, how did you get started with cigars? Did you grow up around cigars as kids and cigar smokers?
Nah.
Well, I started smoking cigars several years ago just on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was something to do, like, just because I was on vacation. And then I also travel a lot for work, and, you know, I met a particular group, you know, who are now my friends, that they were very heavy in the cigars in Baltimore. And so every time I would go to Baltimore, we would go to the cigar shop, and I would get more and more involved in cigars. So, and then when Shaker Cigar opened, it just really lit a fire under me to really learn more about the culture and, you know, really take it seriously.
Okay. How about you?
Actually, I was a vacation smoker as well.
Okay.
Or, you know, girls' night out. We'll get some cigars. We're going to, you know, kick in and have a good time. And, 2017, a friend of mine that I met through someone else invited me to come up to Shaker. Shaker had just opened. And he's like, come up to Shaker. We're going to do Talk About It Tuesday. So we started this thing, and it was just us. It was like maybe 10 of us at a table. There's no one else there because it was pretty much brand new. And we would have Talk About It Tuesday. And we started doing this every Tuesday. And I started smoking. Like I said, the more I'm like, oh, okay, this is very relaxing. It was always just, you know, having a good time smoking, but this is relaxing. And now I want to know more, and I want to try different things. And, you know, like, okay, let me try this one. Although I have a favorite.
We're going to ask that later.
But yeah. But I try to, you know, branch out and try other ones.
So let me tell you kind of how I got introduced, and Shaker Cigar leads right into this story too. So I think, and that's why we have our events at Shaker Cigar.
Okay.
So when Black Girl and CLE turned one, we had an event, and one of like the group of guys that travel and cigar smokers and all that comes to our event, and Shaker was just opening or had just opened. And this one of the guys just kept saying, you should go there. You should see it. You should try it. You know, and I'm like, I'm not a cigar smoker, but it's really nice for the ladies. I'm like, okay. You ladies will enjoy it. Now, you're laughing, but every time I go in there, people, that's how they address us. Like, the ladies are here. Like, we're some kind of different thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, small world. I actually knew Jason's wife from past career when I was a teacher. So we had taught together. So like full circle, what have you. And, you know, it is a nice place. And so that's why we go back. But prior to that, when I first started thinking like maybe we should smoke cigars or try cigars, is that someone told me that's where deals are made. And, you know, they're made on the golf course or in the cigar lounge.
Yeah.
Right. And I play golf.
This is true.
But I kept thinking about how many of us women don't get a chance to get that promotion because we don't smoke cigars. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying go become a chain smoker, but the idea of feeling comfortable there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I have a client that smokes everywhere. And so one day they were like, hey, can you drop off something at Cousins, one of the other cigar places? Mm-hmm. And I was so uncomfortable just there. Like, you know, I just felt like I was walking into like a guy's basement.
Different. Yeah,
it is different.
Yeah, it's different.
And when I walked in, it just was like, you know, people seemed like they were staring at me like, don't you want to smoke, doll? And I'm like, I was ready to run out of there.
Yeah, it's a different vibe.
It is. Plus, I know that cigar smoking is different than, say, cigarette smoking or regular smoking mm-hmm. or what have you. Mm-hmm. So I definitely didn't want to try anything. I just wanted to get out of there. So fast forward to when that guy was like, it's nice for the ladies. I'm like, okay, well, let me go see. And then also, I always like to bring people with me so we can learn together. And that's kind of how we had our first event, the Sip and Smoke there.
Okay.
But one of the things that I learned about, this kind of a segue, was that all cigars are not the same. So I had probably smoked a cigar a long time ago, like college or for a celebration. And it was the old, what I would call the nasty cigar, the old man cigar.
Kind of like a dirt cigar.
Yes. And I'm like, this is awful. Why do people do this? So guess what I never did again?
Smoke cigars.
Mm-hmm. So when I meet Jason for the first time, of course, oh, we have some nice cigars for the ladies. I'm like, and the whole point was like, no, don't try to water me down. It's like saying you guys should have a wine cooler. Like, no, I want to have a drink. Like, I want to smoke a cigar.
We're going to get you a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it was feeling like.
No whiskey for you.
I don't want a lady cigar. Like, no, I want to roll with this. And he's like, we have some nice cigars the ladies might like. And I'm like, if you don't, like, let's bring the A game. We're going to do this thing. And so somehow in that whole process, like, they introduced me to the flavored cigars.
Yeah, Tatiana, Java.
Yes. And I'm like, so as he started talking, I'm like, a lady cigar. He's like, yeah, you know, we've got some that have mocha or strawberry flavor. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I like mocha. I like strawberry. Like, and then I'm like, well, that don't sound bad, maybe, but I can hang with everybody else, you know. And so that idea, and that's kind of how I smoked my first cigar.
Okay.
But I still have to tell this story every time I talk about cigars, because most women think of what you just called the dirt cigar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
it's like, oh, you smoke cigars?
Oh. Right. So, you know, like the Black and Mild, the gas station cigars, or the old nasty.
No, that's not
at all.
Right.
You can't even smoke Black and Mild.
No, you cannot smoke Black and Mild. Yeah.
Good point.
No, never.
And you shouldn't.
No.
Period. Mm-hmm. But those ideas of, I mean, that's what people think when they see cigars.
Yeah, right. Because they're not educated on it, and they just don't know.
And it's a whole educational process.
Right. And so just from talking to people, they're like, they don't know cigar culture. They don't know lounge culture. And I'm like, people wouldn't know these unwritten rules. Is that written? Now I remember saying, is that written down somewhere?
Yeah.
Of course it's not. Mm-hmm. But for a woman who's trying to engage back into that story, you know, to get that promotion, I'm going to sit down with the boss and the guys. I don't know what to do, and no one's going to teach me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like learning to play spades, as we talk about. If you don't know how to play spades, no one's going to ever teach you.
Yeah. Be a whiz. I never knew how to play be a whiz. My family never took the time to teach me, and that's just it. Either you come in and you play it, or you don't.
Right. So that's, cigars were the same kind of way. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like doing that event, and that's why I always do it at Shaker, because it's a nice spot for the ladies.
Shaker has a different type of environment. Like you said, Cousins, I don't know which one you went to. Was it downtown?
I went to both.
Okay. Yeah. It looks like a boy spot when you go in. You know, this is for the boys. This is for the guys. It's not for, you know, even though I've been to Cousins and we relax there on a Friday night, but to me, I call Shaker my home. That's my house. It's inviting. Mm-hmm. It's relaxing. It's a totally different environment.
I agree. And I would say it's mine. So when I think like, wow, I could go have a cigar, like I'm thinking Shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Plus I live nearby. So, and we'll talk about cigar culture and the ladies and, you know, some of that whole idea of what makes it nice for the ladies. But like I said, I think really teaching women about cigars, because they have so many questions, especially Black women. This is a conversation I have a lot. I saw your event. I saw you were doing this thing. I really wanted to go, but. Mm-hmm. And once I answer that question, is it nice in there? Can I go there? What about this? The next question is, when are you having another event? Mm-hmm. So the one question we often get is, like, don't you stink? You know, cigar, you smell like, you know, cigars have smoke.
We have a remedy for that, too.
What is that?
So if you, you know, Most women have some type of hair in. Some of us don't. Some of us do. Some of us use human. Some of us use synthetic. But either way it goes, you can get you some fabric softener and mix it with water and spray it in your hair. It takes the smell completely out of your hair.
Good to know.
Yes. It is a way to do this and still smell good.
And that's always first question. Yeah. So we've always just said, that's what we always have on Thursday. With the statement, book your hair appointment on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, don't go get your hair perfectly laid if it's your first time and you don't know secrets and then be like, I just got my hair done.
Now, yeah. I will tell you this. Synthetic hair holds the smell more than human hair.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. It does. But either way, fabric softener and water. And I mean, you don't need anything expensive. You can go to the dollar store and grab a bottle. And it helps out a lot. It really does.
Okay. So let's talk about the cigars themselves. They are flavored cigars, or almost kind of the introductory cigar, just like alcohol. There is that parallel of, you know, like the wine cooler, the wine spritzer, and then all of a sudden you just keep moving down the line.
And then you become a whiskey girl.
Yeah, so we're right. What's the introduction, probably, would you say, to a cigar for the ladies?
Well, it would be probably a flavored cigar.
Yeah.
Generally, I ask the ladies, because I also work for Shaker, do their events and things of that nature. So when ladies come in for the first time, they say, well, what do you smoke? But with any smoker, I always ask, do you smoke anything?
Yeah.
Do you smoke yeah. cigarettes? Do you smoke Black and Milds? Because that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so there, like she said, there's the mint, the chocolates, the cherries. If you're a coffee drinker, you know, the tobacco is a very good one for, you know, if you like that coffee kind of mocha taste. So that's what I would introduce them to initially.
Yeah. And then where do they go? Or what's the next step of it? It doesn't have to be something specific or a brand, but does that change?
Your palate changes.
Yeah.
You're definitely, yeah.
Your palate changes.
Definitely changes.
You know, just wean yourself into trying something a little different. Maybe not so bold, but like a mild.
Yeah, the wrapper is everything. I mean, because, you know, you have your Connecticut wrapper, you have your Maduro wrapper. A Maduro is going to be a stronger cigar. So, it, you know, like she said, you start, anyone that I've ever, I'd be like, yeah, if you have never smoked before, you never smoked anything, you don't smoke cigarettes or anything, a Tatiana, I'm going to always recommend that to somebody that's just starting off. And they're like, that's a fuck. You need to try it because you thinking that you just going to sit here and smoke. I've had people that became sick to their stomach because they want to try to smoke something that's stronger and you're not ready for that. But as time goes, you know, I didn't start off at a Tatiana. I started off with a Java. I think Java Red was the first one I tried. And
I remember that day.
Yeah. So you start off, you know, I tell anybody a Java is always a good one, a Java Mint, Java Red. And then you progress from there. You start to realize that, okay, you know, what Jason says, I still smoke a particular one and it's my comfort zone. It's my happy place. And he's like, I don't understand why your palate hasn't changed yet. Well, I smoke other stuff. I do.
That's just my go-to.
That's my go-to cigar. I love that cigar. I don't think I'll ever stop loving it. And he doesn't get it. I think, try this. I'm like, I don't have a problem with trying anything different. But when I come in, it's like, you see me, come to me. And I'm like, there's my baby. You know, so, but I tell anybody. And then I had a friend one day, she saw me getting that particular cigar. And she was like, well, I'll try that one. I'm like, I don't think you should. So yeah, she almost died. And she's like, I'm going to die. You know, so you have to take baby steps with it, especially if you don't smoke anything at all.
We've talked about hair. We've talked about
cigars. That's the most important thing here.
Well, we have some more to talk about cigars before I move to the accessory. So let's talk about the cuts, because that's a whole other thing. So, cigars, yeah, and that's part of a cigar, is it's not just like a cigarette where you grab your pack, you open it, and you light it, and you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to cut, and cuts are different. And there's so many.
And every cigar will take
a different cut.
Yeah, you don't.
So, right.
You know, you have your straight cut, your V cuts, big, little, your punch. And for me, I feel like it's all about the wrapping of the cigar, how you want to draw from the cigar. Like the Javas, those are definitely punched.
Yeah, because it's a box press.
It's a box cigar.
So if you cut it, you're going to mess up the construction. You're going to make the cigar unravel.
I'm like, wow. Like, I didn't know, because I've heard people just ask, what kind of cut do you want on a cigar? And, you know, again, if you don't know, you're guessing. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And Shaker is so helpful.
Oh, they are.
That normally they just cut it for you and hand it to me. So I have no idea. I'm just like, oh, I guess we're going with this today.
Yeah, because like if you have a torpedo, you're going to 9 times out of 10. Some people do a straight cut, but most people do a V-cut.
And let's talk about the timing of cigars. Because this is something I learned, that cigars take time to smoke. It's not like you're walking around trying to hurry up and get them done. Like, would you see a cigarette?
It takes a good 30 minutes to an hour at least to smoke an
I smoke a Churchill. And that's not the longest, but it's pretty long. And it's going to take me, you know... So, I mean, it probably, depending on if I'm talking, you know, if I'm not constantly smoking, that could take me like an hour or so.
Right. Mm-hmm. And part of it is to take the time to talk or think, right? So you're not like trying to hurry up and finish it.
No. not unless Jason says it's time to go.
Right. Hey, Jason.
Sorry, Jason.
But, you know, that was the one thing. Because I was talking to someone, and they were like, oh, I've been at the cigar place. And I'm like, you've been there for, like, hours. And they said, but I've only, I'm finishing my second cigar. And I'm like, almost the whole.
She gave it the best name. It's a black hole. It just sucks you in. Right. I go in, I'm like, I'm being here for 30, 40 minutes. And then I look up and.
I've never been in there 30, 40 minutes. I mean,
it doesn't happen.
It's not going to happen.
And so I think our first event, part of the price had 2 cigars. And in that time, no one finished their first. We finished our first one, and everybody ended up leaving basically with the second. Mm-hmm. Because you're talking, you're drinking. We'll talk about that in a second, you know, and just happened to be smoking a cigar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to smoking a cigar, while that's why you came, it's not the primary activity in a cigar lounge.
No, so much more going on.
I say that it's a cesspool for networking.
It is.
It is.
Cesspool.
It is. So, you know, once you get in there and you start talking and smoking.
And we have we have so many different conversations. You'll get sucked into a whole conversation. You're like, okay, I'm just going to run in here and drop something off. That's happened to me so many times. Like, I'm just going to drop this off and I'm going to be gone. And then I get sucked into a conversation and then I'm looking at my watch and it's midnight. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not even supposed to be here.
Right. The only way I do 30 minutes is if I'm not smoking. Like, let me go in here and drop this thing off to Jason Bill or stop in here and tell Tiffany this. I'm still there 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you know somebody. And that's what I do like about the cigar lounge is that most likely you know somebody.
Yes.
So let's talk about the alcohol, because you can't sell alcohol in a cigar lounge in the state of Ohio.
No, you cannot.
So, but what do people do?
So you can bring in your own liquor there. Wine, liquor, beer, whatever it is that you drink, that's legal. And we do charge a corking fee.
There is a corking fee. Now, with that corking fee, if you bring in a bottle one day, you bring it in, say you come on Monday, you bring the bottle in, you pay your corking fee, that bottle was tagged. So if you don't finish that bottle and bring it back in on Tuesday, you're not charged another corking fee.
Okay.
So clear that. Did I do good, Jason?
And the corking fee is it's not higher than
$7. Okay, I think it's $5. If I'm not mistaken, is it $5?
For like a big... gallon.
Five to seven.
Less than 10. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, less than
10. And, that's a small price to pay. I mean, because if you go anywhere else and drink,
you're walking in with your own bottle.
Right.
You're pointed at your leisure.
You can bring it back if you don't finish it.
Yeah, you can bring it back. Yeah, but you're pointed at your leisure. And you're not paying $7 to $8 to $10, you know.
A drink.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, because most people that come there, they're drinking, you know, scotch or whiskey. If the bar has it, it's going to be expensive.
Right.
So, you have a whole nother luxury, and you're not in the bar atmosphere. Mm-hmm. The music's not where you can't have a conversation. So, I think the corking fee is just a small price to pay.
It is.
And you're getting more than one drink.
Yeah.
$7.
You pick it up and you pour when you want. That's your bottle, your drink. Mm-hmm.
So it's perfect segue because I notice at Shaker there's a lot of seats that are like in circles to keep the conversation going, or the big circle table. I know Renwood has a circle table kind of thing going on as well. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the guys, the fellas, because it's pretty much, it's always been their space and we show up.
Yeah,
the ladies can come. right? And
it's kind of like becoming our space now.
Yes.
Did you hear that, Jason?
And so, and I don't, like, the last time I was there, we were setting up the podcast, like, my friend had come in from out of town. And whenever I have a girlfriend come in from out of town, and they either ask about cigars or they're looking for something different to do, I go to Shaker.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, the ladies go there.
Right.
And someone else has told me it's a lady. It's becoming a lady space. So, mm-hmm. ladies, head over to Shaker Cigar. Jason, we're taking over.
Yeah, he's like that. He's telling me that the other week. He said, "Did you women? They always take over men's cigars. These also when they get better."
Yeah, he had the same exact conversation with me.
But let me tell you. So the last time I was there, I brought a friend who had come in from out of town, like kind of rural town, Ohio, and she was frustrated because where are the men at? And so a lot of our Black Girl and CLE events, there are, the ladies come out in full force. And like we talked about, you know, we don't mind spending the money. Mm-hmm. We have to have a good time. I'll have 40 to 50 women in a space mm-hmm. and maybe one guy. Sometimes the one guy that shows up is like, you know, why are you the one guy that shows up? We love you fellows and you're definitely welcome to come. But it's usually just ladies.
Right.
And, you know, it never dawned on me because I'm just looking to have a good time out. So I wasn't necessarily looking for the men. Like, I'm out here to try to meet somebody. But there's a large population or group of women that are looking to talk to some men.
True.
On a social level, not kind of work or, you know, anything else. So my friend comes to town and she was bummed about like a breakup or something happened. And I'm like, well, you're looking for men? Well, men are in cigar lounges.
Yeah.
That was
That's
my thing.
That's where they are.
And yeah. So even with... For lack of a better term, like the type of men you meet, you know, I always say like the golfer is usually different than someplace else that you might meet, like mm-hmm. the guy at the bar.
Yes.
Same with the cigar lounge. And so what I like about Shaker, or what I like about the cigar lounge is it's a lot of folks that are professional or they about business. I mean, they have the luxury to be able to support their cigar.
Because it's yes, I was about to say, it's not a cheap hobby.
No, right. It isn't.
It's not at all.
Right. And so just some of the people that I know when I see in there, they don't look like themselves. So I've been in there and like, who's this guy in this hoodie looking kind of sketchy? And then I realized like, oh my God, you're the president of this company.
Yes.
Or
you're Dr. So-and-so.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And so that just whole idea of, number one, it helps disarm whatever preconceived ideas you have about people. Like, you're my former boss or whatever that is.
And you never have any idea who you're going to run into.
Right.
You know, it's you just never know.
Right. So it's one of those where, like, ladies come dressed and the guys are not because you never know who you're going to talk to. But whenever someone says, where are the men at? I'm like, well, there's a bunch at the cigar lounge and we go. But again, if you're not comfortable in that space, you're missing some conversation. And it's conversation. It's not loud music.
No.
It's not guys hitting on you. And the one thing that my friend said was guys are acknowledging me or saying, oh, excuse me. Like they're pulling out their manners. I said, sometimes they feel like they're dusting off their manners. Like, oh, excuse me, ladies. They always say lady.
Ladies.
Like you have no name. You are ladies. But that idea that they like, oh, I got to, you can see them like, oh, let me let you pass first. Mm-hmm. Hello, ladies. And they speak and they, would you like to join us, ladies?
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's how I hadn't been to actual event there. That was my first time meeting Jason. I went to a bourbon tasting.
Mm.
And it was really crowded. I want to say it was Friday or Saturday night. It was like a really super crowded in there. And we were sitting out by the door. We had some chairs out there. So finally, some chairs opened up and Rico came out. And he was like, there's some chairs over here where I'm sitting. You guys want to come in here and sit with us? And like, bunch of guys Rico was the only one I knew, and we ended up sitting with them. When I said we had the best time, mm-hmm. and that's how we started doing this thing called Field Trip Friday. That's how Field Trip Friday was born.
What is Field Trip Friday?
We just went up, we would just go around. We would start off at Cousins downtown.
Okay.
And then I'm not gonna say in between, but right. Start at Cousins and then we would end at Shaker.
Okay. How long does Field Trip Friday take?
Oh my gosh.
It started
at 5 for us. They would get down there at like 3 to 4 o'clock down in Cousins.
Okay.
I would never show up till 5 because Cousins closes at 6.
Right.
So, yeah. And from there, well, one night it lasted all night long. I don't know when it ended. But, you know, we started hanging out with a group of guys. It actually started just Punkin' and myself at the time. It was us two and it was like maybe 8 to 10 men. and we're going with them on field trip Friday, hanging out.
Do they call it field trip?
No, Friday? I named it that. I named it that. So they started calling it that. Okay. After that. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, you know, I mean, it, and, you know, then we started adding more people, but, you know, it was two women being introduced to the men's world. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we hung out with them. We had a great time. We became one of the guys.
Do you still have field trip Fridays?
No, we haven't had it in a long time. Yeah, we haven't. I don't partake as much as I used to, but yeah, I haven't done it.
Okay. Like, let's talk about, I guess, for the folks that are wondering, like, what is that advice for a woman that wants to try but doesn't know where to start with cigars? I mean, I know we talked about the cigar to start with, mm-hmm. but what is that word of encouragement to get her out?
I think, first of all, you have to realize and open yourself up to say, you know, it's different now. Don't get me wrong. I know in the past, and it's probably still some lounges out there that are male dominated. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. There's, you know, they probably don't want one. I'm sure it is. I haven't ran into one, but, you have to get yourself out of that frame of mind that, you know, this is just a man's place. It's a man's cave. Women aren't allowed there. No, it's, I mean, not for Shaker per se anyway, Shaker, Renwood, any of the ones that I go to, but take a chance. Come in.
Oh, and let me just stop and pause because we didn't say that. Like, we know Phil and Jason.
Right.
It's a Black-owned establishment.
Yes, it is.
But Shaker and Renwood,
mm-hmm.
are Black-owned.
Black-owned.
And so that's another reason, especially for me, to...
There's three Black-owned.
Yeah, what's the third one?
Dre's.
Okay. Where's that at?
Jokar's. It's in East Cleveland.
Okay. Shout out to them.
Of course.
They owe you big time. They owe you a cigar.
But Shaker is home. But yeah, shout out to Dre. Shout out to Chris. And, you know. Yeah.
Right. And so that idea that it's really turning into its own culture.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Know, it is.
Especially here in Cleveland. It has taken, so to go from, you know, kind of cigar night at a club, or you can buy a cigar at this bar, to now having your one space. But now we're looking at three space and more. Because mm-hmm. I just know that they keep wanting to do more and do more and do more. And I've had a conversation yesterday with a lady, like, we should just open one. And I'm like, I got some folks that would go in with you.
That's been
Yeah.
I mean, I was in a conversation with someone that's probably never been the Shaker. So that's probably coming. I mean, honestly, it's probably coming.
Probably.
And I will support
sooner you than later.
I'm sure.
Much sooner than later.
Stay tuned for
Stay
that.
Tuned.
But just that idea that, you know, supporting our own and also networking with our own, mm-hmm. and being able to see, for me to see professionals, even if they're not polished at the time. So like, I can walk in there in sweatpants and a hoodie. I'm not, but you can, and still have an intellectual conversation.
Yes.
It's not.
And it builds relationships. I mean, just like Tiffany and I didn't know Tiffany. Okay. She didn't know me. This relationship was, you know, born from smoking cigars.
And that's kind of Phil, one of the owners of Shaker, it would be happy to hear that, because he will tell you that was his purpose in starting the cigar lounge. Mm-hmm. Like, he wanted to bring people together, let people mm-hmm. meet and congregate and just have, you know, friendship. Like, you know, we can do this. But to piggyback off of the women who come in there, most people think of smoke and, you know, bad for your health, or like it's addictive or anything. I was just telling someone a week or so ago that you don't get addicted to cigars. You get addicted to the culture.
The culture, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get addicted.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cigars don't have the chemicals and things in it as the tobacco from cigarettes,
yeah,
or the
nicotine,
black
amounts, yeah, mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. And, you know, when you ladies come in to the shop, we'll tell you, like, you don't inhale the smoke.
No,
it's
you
really
don't.
A beautiful thing.
Right.
You know, it saves me cheese.
And go ahead with that.
No, go ahead.
No, and that's the one thing that people get stuck on. The ladies of,
yes,
let's get stuck on. What do you mean you don't inhale?
Yeah.
I remember at our first event, I get to tell you this story. Yes.
Our first event,
the Sip and Smoke, Jason's wife was there, and mm-hmm. he was like, you know, don't inhale. And so she goes, what you mean, Jason? And only she could say it in that voice, you know, like, you know, you could tell. And he goes, you don't inhale. She's like, what do you mean? And so they're back and forth. he says, you like breeds? He says, how do I get the, like, how do I drag if you don't suck? And he's like, well, you know, you got it. She says, so you saying I got to suck and don't swallow? And then he turns red.
Oh, I know Jason he did. Turning red. I know he did.
Is an interesting little thing. Because, you know, he just turned red. And she says, well, why didn't you just say that then? And he, and so then at that point, like, all the ladies kind of turn like, that makes sense.
Yeah, clicked. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then it was
that's
like,
that's relatable.
Right. And so everyone started, like, telling each other, like, oh, okay, here's what you do, girl. Like the secret was cracked. God's opened up. And, you know, the sun came down.
That is hilarious.
Everybody got it. So fast forward to the second year, and we're having this, and Phil's doing a great presentation, and Phil is so knowledgeable about cigars, and, you know, it's coming from Morocco, it's going to have this kind of thing. And people are still, like, fumbling with their cigars, trying to figure it out. And I said, Phil, I got to stop you. I said, I'm going to say, because you can tell women are still like, I'm not supposed to swallow this. And I'm like, and so I said, hey, this is what happened last year. It helped everybody else, you know, suck, don't swallow. Oh, okay. And we rolled with it. And Phil's just like, what the, like, what did you just say? Yeah. And I'm like, they got it.
Yeah.
Carry on, Phil. I said, if Phil will ever say it. Right. Phil will ever say it. Jason will probably never say it to a bunch of new ladies. Like, oh, you're coming in. And I get that. No. But like,
I'll tell them.
You have to be there now. Because every woman, most women caught that, like, oh.
Yeah, I get it. The light bulb goes off, like, oh, that's what you mean.
Right. And so once I got it, I'm like, oh, because I had heard that from, like, my first cigar 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until she said that. So, like, she gets major props for me for that. Because now she's helping millions and millions of women get that and listen to the podcast or whatever.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So, yeah. So, try it. Don't be afraid.
No, don't be afraid. I mean, you, first of all, with anything, you have to take that first step.
Right.
If it's something that you are really interested in doing, and it's something that, you know, don't do it just because, oh, it's a cool thing. It's what everybody else is doing right now. No, take a chance. Like, okay, this is what I want to learn about this. I want you, because it's important that you educate yourself about what you are putting into your body.
Right. It is.
It is. You want to educate yourself. Right. You don't just want to be
sitting. You're a professional.
Yeah.
So
I am a nurse.
Because we got, I get this message the first year we did it, like, how dare you put on this event and tell black women to go smoke? Like, what now? You know, don't you know? And I, like, got reamed in this, like, Facebook message.
Wow, really?
Like, don't you know? And why would you condone such reckless behavior by another black woman?
Wow.
I'm like, what? So, you know, tongue-in-cheeking it, my response was, but you have no problem when we go drinking.
Yeah.
I mean.
You know, and again, condemning someone for whatever.
I don't get into it.
I'm not well on that topic.
So my response was, this event is not the event for you then.
No, it's not.
Everything isn't for everybody.
Everybody, it's not.
That's number one. And whether it's smoking cigars, drinking alcohol, or
driving on the freeway.
I was just going to say, driving a car. Right. You know, because a lot of people don't drive.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's not for you, that's fine. But for those that want to try it, I would suggest that you educate yourself on the health, you know, because you can statistically, good old Google, it'll tell you, like, most people who get cancer, things of that nature from smoking, they did not smoke cigars.
That's what I'm saying. People, there's this great thing out there. It's a new French thing called Google. And it'll teach you everything you want to know. Believe me, it's wonderful. It's a great invention. And for you know, what you don't learn on there, if you're in Shaker, stop in Shaker Cigar. 9 times out of 10, first of all, if Jason is there, he's going to educate you.
Phil is there, he's gonna, either one of them.
Well, we actually have classes. Okay. Yeah. Cigar 101, Cigar 102, Cigar 103.
Yeah. But you get
a certificate at the end?
Do we, you know what? That's a good idea. I should implement that.
Certificates. No, but just about anybody that's in there, I think, would, you know, relish the opportunity to give you some points or insight on, you know, where you should start at. You're not going to feel out of place.
Right.
it's very inviting as far as
I don't know that anybody would make you feel
never felt uncomfortable. And even when I got maybe corrected at something, like, because I didn't know what I was, like, it was just like, hey, do it this way.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
And that's all it is. If it's anything you need help with, everybody's more than, I mean, there's no strangers there.
No, it's a cheers.
It is. It is a cheers.
It's a cheers.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's one of the events, especially this last event, that everyone that was part of our group that came, like, they left with a hug. Like, you left with friends. So yeah. I was like, mm-hmm. 8 strangers at my table. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, I don't want to go. When's the next time you're going to be here? Like, we had been friends for a long time.
And that's how it is.
That's how it is. I've known her a year. Yeah. I feel like I've known her for the last 10 years, you know?
No, and that's what I'm saying. No,
I would have thought you guys have gone way back.
Nope. Shaker Cigar. Like Dennis. Dennis started coming there, walking his dog.
Yes.
And, you know, he's, you know.
Now he's a regular.
Yeah, he just stops in, grabs his cigar, and, you know, we started talking to him, and now Dennis comes in, and he sees me, he's like, oh, where have you been? And he hugs me, and I go out there, and I talk to the dog, and, you know, sometimes he'll come in and sit down and watch the game for a little while. I think him and Carl are actually going to have a birthday party
together.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not of our race.
No, he's not.
And this is really new for him.
And multicultural.
Yeah. Yes. So I could tell just in the time that he's really stepped out of his comfort
zone. He really has.
He loves us there.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does.
When I was in there the other day, I walked up, he was standing at the register, and I walked out of the humidor, and I was like, Dennis. He was like, oh my God, where have you been? And he hugged me so tight, and I'm like, where's Baloo? She's outside. And I go outside and I talk to the dog. I mean,
becomes family.
Yeah, it becomes family. There's no strangers there.
Yeah.
It's no strangers.
I would agree.
And I think that's what has changed about the culture. I think that's the biggest thing. And I think that has changed, and I'm going to say this, and anybody that doesn't like it, oh well, that has changed because women are involved.
Who runs the world?
It has changed the whole culture.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah. I mean, because like you said, we're cousins. You go in there, it's like the guys in there look just.
Yeah, I feel like I walk into like a dude's basement. Like,
yep.
A teenage guy's basement. Something. Yeah.
We make it in home.
Yeah.
Because that's what women do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Fair.
And I said, the guys, you can see them dusting off their manners when you come in.
And I think that's why the culture has changed a lot. I think our contribution to it has changed it a lot.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to have this conversation, because it has changed, and there's times now that I wouldn't have thought about it, like where I might say, let me stop at this bar and have a drink after a day.
Do you not have
that having the idea?
I said the same thing. Ever since that, I've moved into my new home at Shaker Cigar. I could count really on one hand how many times that I've been to it, because I used to like to do happy hour. Mm-hmm. That's have become my thing. Get in, get out. But I have not really even been to a bar. Since
I went to a bar for the first time the other night. That's probably the first time I've been in a bar, probably in over a year.
And the friend that I brought from out of town, that was her one comment, was like, this was such a great night out.
Yeah.
So we started in the afternoon having some wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm
like,
well,
always good with some wine.
Yes.
And I had, I think I had an event. So I was coming from an event. So usually after events, now my brain is programmed, like, you should go to Shaker Cigar. Some days I don't. So I'm like, we left, and it was still early, probably like 6 p.m. on a Saturday. I'm like, why don't we go here? And she's like, I had really good conversation, you know. Like, she texts me like, hey, girl, when can I come back uptown, you know, back up to visit? I'm like, you know, because I think she wants to go back.
Yeah, it's completely, I don't miss the bar. No. First of all, I can't have a conversation because the music is really loud. I mean, I just don't miss that environment.
Right.
At all.
And no one's trying to hit on you. Hey, girl. You know, none of that's happening. And that's what I like, too.
No.
Like, if you want to just sit and talk to your friends, they'll sit and mind their business. You mind your business. You can just have conversation or engage with people.
And sometimes you'll come in there and we're all talking through our phones.
Absolutely.
You know, it just all depends. But it's an environment where you walk in and you feel like you walked into your house.
Right.
You don't feel like you walked into, you know, an establishment. It's and like I said, again, and I'll say this again, we changed the culture.
Nice. Good job. So
No. I was going to say, in most weekends, Carla or myself or some female will be there for anybody who wants to come out to help you.
Yeah.
So walk you through.
So that was the question I was getting ready to say. So when they come in, like, are you approachable? Like, because that's the first thing, you know, women look for is, I don't know anybody. Who can I sit
with? Yeah, I think we're all approachable. Yeah, I think we're all approachable. I can't think of anyone that's there that wouldn't be open to helping someone or, you know, I mean, what was her name? The one that we met her through, the one in Columbus, her friend, she actually sat at the table with us, I think. And her friend actually has another cigar lounge down in Columbus. Okay. So, you know, she just happened to be sitting with us and
chatting.
Yeah, we started talking and, you know, she's like, oh, okay, well, my friend has a, I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't think anybody comes in and leaves as
especially
a stranger.
Anyone from Pretty Ass.
Yeah. Because we're about growing.
You guys need necklaces, so you don't have
to. I looked at your necklace. I was looking.
I was going to ask you about that necklace.
Wait a minute, you know, I spotted it. I seen it. I was like, well, I don't want, we talking on the mic, but I wanted to be like, hey.
Well, because I'm thinking, you know, if I come in, cool. Last time, you know, I think you were in like your work clothes or you didn't have on your t-shirt.
Right.
So I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known had someone not mentioned Pretty Ash in passing. Like, and then there's the girls, the Pretty Ash, and I'm like, what now? Girls? And so I knew it existed, and I didn't necessarily know you were part of Pretty Ash. I just knew that you were Tiffany, and you helped me.
Okay.
Therefore, you're cool. And so, you know, that whole thing coming together, again, they got to find out who you are. So, yes.
Yeah, it's a bunch of cool girls that you can find at Shaker that will help you out.
I need a waiting list.
You didn't get on the waiting list?
You know what? I actually just had someone comment out of Atlanta, and she's like, you know, you need an Atlanta chat. You guys need an Atlanta chapter, and I'm like, I'm way ahead of that. I mean, I've purchased all these domain names, Pretty Ash Cleveland, Pretty Ash.
We'll talk more about that,
you know, I'm all over that. So, but we got to get the cohesiveness right here together, absolutely, and then we'll branch out.
Absolutely. So it sounds like if anyone's looking for you, they most likely can find you at Shaker Cigar.
Yes.
Correct. Shaker Cigar. Which is in Shaker Heights on Lee Road. And this is not sponsored. We just like Shaker.
We just love Shaker.
Shout out to the guys over there. I want to thank both of you guys for coming in and spending some
time
with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much.
Hopefully the next time I'm back at Shaker, I will see you guys and hang out there.
Definitely.
All right. So thanks everybody for listening. As always, if you like this episode, leave us a comment on our website at blackgirlincle.com or subscribe to our podcast and download it and help us get some recognition for all the great work. And if you're anywhere else outside of Cleveland and you like cigars, remember what these ladies said, go try it and have a great time. Talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. Please check us out online at www.blackgirlincle.com and like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Black Girl INCLE. Talk to you next time.